front crunch the numbers, or you can look at it in different ways. There's statistics, they all vary how they look at it. The numbers we have are accurate. They do this all over the state, they do it all over this region. The numbers are accurate. Sorry to tell you that.
Well, like I said, you spat off a bunch of numbers there, and when I ask you the median salary, and you can't come up with that, that kind of surprises me.
It's not in front of us tonight. They're here for us.
You should know it as the head of the council or whatever. You should know it. If you've been in this count, you've been in this, you know, that position for how many years, you should know it. Hate to tell you. Like I said, I'm speaking on behalf of the people that, you know, like I said, at the hospital, you got people leaving there in droves because they're not getting paid enough. And then you guys want to start throwing out more money when they can't even afford their daycare to put their kids in so they can go to work. And you just, like I said, you guys just want to start throwing more bills at more people. It's you guys are a disgrace. You're mud in the water to me, buddy.
Okay, thank you very much for your comments.
Thank you.
Speak is Derek Williams.
Hello, I'm Derek Williams, DerekWillims. Main Street in Homesdale. So I'd like to just start and circle back a little bit. And, you know, we have had some of these conversations before, but if we're in a hearing situation and we're encouraged to provide feedback, it's not necessarily helpful for that feedback to be challenged immediately and for that feedback to be questioned. Unless everyone's gonna like kind of go question and answer, that kind of, A, it slows the process, but B, it shows a little bit of a disrespect to the people in attendance. On top of that, you know, these are big conversations that we've had a lot of times, and people show up and they get fired up about one thing or another. So there's a whole universe of feedback that we've all heard before at different meetings. But we have not, and this is not an example either, even though this is part of that process, this is not a moment, and we have not had a moment, where we've talked about our list of services, our list of expenses, and all the options we can do about it. You know, we have talked about this, and people get fired up about that. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this conversation comes up, and we all have to kind of figure out what's going on. Does it feel forced? Like, the perception, I'm not sure it's always top of mind to everyone, is that council sometimes is going to do what they're going to do. And everyday people don't like that. I don't like that. You don't like that either, I'm sure. So I think that's just worth keeping in mind. Regardless, I appreciate the extra hearing. I hope we have many more on this type of topic or any other type of topic for that matter. Being here at all shows that you care, so thank you for that. And it's important that we care, because if, like, say there was a public servant who didn't care, or even just simply expressed that they don't care, that would be a serious problem to consider, I think. Another problem is this process, like I've talked about, so I don't need to go on and on about it, but this type of cycle happens a lot. We talk about an issue, we don't talk about solutions, we talk about a solution, we don't place those solutions within the context of the issue, and we go around and around and around, and when something comes up, it feels like it's coming up out of nowhere and it hasn't been fully fleshed out. And I think we have to have more regular discussions so we can flesh these type of things out, and we have questions and answers ahead of time before these type of discussions take place. So, for instance, have we looked at the existing budget? I don't know. You know, have we considered zoning reform to make it easier to redevelop existing businesses and buildings? Kind of, right? You know, did we just hire a police officer that maybe we can't afford? Maybe. Do we impose parking restrictions on the redevelopment of the existing buildings? Yeah, we know we've done that. Should we pause this whole tax in consideration and consider it next year, maybe? Probably. And, you know, even if this tax were reasonable, I don't think it has been considered reasonably. We need to have our house in order when we're talking about things like this, and particularly when we're talking about potentially taxing extra and disproportionately our lower income wage earners. So, thank you.
The next person that's going to speak is David Nielsen.
Hey, guys. David Nielsen, NILSU. I'm just going to yield my time because this is not the right format for the question I have. As you see the question I have. So, thanks.
Thank you. Next person. First time speaker is Susie Frisch.
Susie Frisch, S-U-Z-I-E-F-R-I-S-C-H. Last week when I was in front of you all, I was speaking off of the little information that I knew because it was so fresh, and I was tapping in with my emotions about the thought of this earned income tax idea and how it may affect the working community in our borough at this time. Since then, I've had more conversations about what's going on. I've read up and I've learned so much from the knowledge in this room. We have some brilliant people here. I can say tonight that I really do not, still do not support this earned income tax idea. It's an idea. I don't find this like serious because it's just ridiculous. In good conscience, on the heels of almost 2 years of COVID-19, I cannot support anything that's going to reach into the pockets of our working community. How can we do that? How can we put an added tax on the working, hard-working employees that are just inching out of the COVID quicksand? It's not the time. Businesses are still closed on days they would have been open. Businesses are short-handed, and they're trying to regain their footing. The old saying comes to mind, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Are we? We are a community of service workers and retail shops, maybe because we are always building our tourist appeal, all while maintaining our hometown proud. We're a hardworking community, and we want to encourage businesses to stay here or to begin here. We want to encourage our employees to stay in their positions, and we want to encourage our young people to fill the jobs that are readily available right here in our town. We do not want to create more reasons why it may be good to leave the borough. I had stated before that I was a homeowner here in the borough, and I would love, trust me, I would love a tax break. I pay a lot of money. Like, it's ridiculous. I do not want the money from the paychecks of employees in the borough, personally. I don't. It just doesn't feel right. And you know what? Sometimes that's enough to make the decision to not do something. So I ask you to really reconsider this and no earned income tax. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Susie. Apologize. Myself. Next person, that's been the last person we have on the list this evening, is Joyce Despacioni.
That's okay. Joyce DeBastiani, D-E-B-A-S-T-I-A-N-I. I missed some of the people who spoke before, so I apologize if I'm repeating anything, but I speak from the heart. The first thing that I notice is a big inequity. If my husband and I are working at Wallflower, that means both of us get taxed. We live outside the borough. There'll be people who live inside the borough who won't be taxed at all. As Susie talked about employees, we don't need another tax, especially now when we're struggling to rehire. A lot of people don't want to work. I don't need another tax to sit that Texas Township gets the employee over me getting the employee. It's just basic common sense that this is too inequitable in several ways, and this, to me, just does not make, it's not common sense. I know you're hurting to find out a ways to come with money. I know many years ago this tax came up and I had suggested back then and you guys followed through with it. I had explained to you that my sewer bill in Waymart was much higher than it was in Holmesdale. Why don't you implement a sewer increase because it would go across everybody who's a homeowner and a real estate owner and follow through with it. So I felt pretty excited that, you know, I had some common sense. I don't know if or not you guys still own the sewer authority. You do not, okay. But I know the money has to come from somewhere, but don't do it in an inequitable way. Don't put a harder struggle to us to get employees and retain them. It really, we're in a situation, nobody wants to work. Why not sit home and get another unemployment check? I don't need this on top of what we're going through. So I beg you to reconsider it. Even considering this tax. Thank you.
At this time, is there anybody else here this evening who did not register who wishes to speak? Okay. I repeat to everybody, we want your income, we want your input, we'll take the insults, that's up to us, we should make them. That's when you run for public office, the first thing you experience is being insulted, being called names, it just goes with the territory. I repeat, every person sitting here is trying to do the best thing for you. They're trying really hard. They are regular people just like yourself. The difference, I'll say, with these people is that getting people to be on counseling, you thought it was hard to get people to work for you. Try to get people to try to be on borough counseling. It has not been fun. This year we had people running for the first time in a while. In the past it was disastrous. And a lot who joined eventually quit very quickly because they find that's not what they thought it was. They expect to come in, change the world. I wish we could. We, like, just quickly here, all the council, all the boroughs in Pennsylvania are very limited in how they can raise money. We've done almost everything that we can do. I'm going to repeat this again very more calmly. This area is suffering. Our budgets are suffering because of the fact that our basically stormwater runoff is wreaking havoc with the community as it is in other areas as well. You see it across the state. You see that all around Scranton. You see it at the basically right next to the Beaumont Mall. They're flooding every time it rains. We're having problems here. You see, if you drive down 191, you see the ditch. All those little holes in the road that you see are not the problem. The problem is the 500 feet of pipe that goes under that where that water is supposed to be going, and it's costing us massive amounts of money to replace. Those that are interested, if you can, we will have coming up our budget meetings. You're asking, where does the money go? Well, we have a budget worked out. Obviously, it's being worked on now. We'll have public meetings on that. I ask you to come to those meetings. Yes, you will probably fall asleep. Yes, they are boring. But if you truly want to know where the money goes and where the money comes from, those are the meetings to attend, and you understand why we are. Because any person here who feels like you know, if you sit up here on this side and see what we're seeing, you may have a different answer, but you'll realize that there are some serious problems, and the problems are going to get worse, not better. Our police department is an issue which we have done over and over again. If you are going to have a police department, I'm just saying this very calmly and personally. I had people come to me saying we don't need a police department. I had people, more people coming to me saying that we need a police department. I had a lady come to me recently who has a situation where she's afraid for her life, and she's afraid that the borough of Holmesdale does not have coverage many times during the week. We don't have enough police officers, and if we do hire if we can hire what we really need, the cost would be interesting. Very expensive, way beyond what even this tax could bring us to do it. The question becomes, do we have a police department? Do we not? Do we have full-time coverage? Do we not? If we don't have full-time coverage, you have to understand that in the middle of the night or 2 a.m, you need a police officer. There's none at the office, there's none there. Is that acceptable? If it is, because you feel you don't want to pay the taxes, you'd rather take your risk, that's fine. But these are decisions that these are council taking. If something happens to somebody, in the evening when there's not police on duty, don't you think that we feel really bad that we maybe could have made something better? We take responsibility for it, and that's our concern. So just to be aware, if you want to come up and speak one more time, you may, but I don't want to get back and forth.
President Nagella, can I say something? Sitting here, I was unable to, I'm sorry, Mr. Nielsen. Do you want to speak real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And I yell at you. You said about the pipe under 191. It costs a lot of money. Whose idea was it to change the bridge that goes across the train tracks? That pedestrian bridge, you know, 3rd Street?
That was through a CDBG?
Yeah,
fund.
The funds.
That was paid for by the
But why didn't we take that money and use it for the pipe?
They want to touch what we need to spend. I'm sorry. If you look at the cost of that bridge, which we were used through the federal funding, versus the cost that we have to replace these stormwater pipes. You understand that.
What was the price of the bridge, by the way?
It was about $20,000, I think.
Yeah.
That was around $20,000, which was paid by the CDBG.
You're quoting without one tax.
I know, I said,
I guess
my number. I'm not sure.
That's good.
But I do know that the cost at one time.
We should
know.
We can get you the exact numbers again. But again, why is it replaced? Because the bridge was rusting away. Mm-hmm. We found out that to repair it and fix it, I believe, if you're doing correct or correct, that would cost as much or more to fix it. I understand, but it's a lead one. I'm getting off topic here, and I apologize. But you're asking about costs. Again, come to the budget meetings, we can answer all those questions.
Just the other thing, the openness of the calendar you have on that 1990s website you guys have, I don't know, just by chance, I happen to go to a Park and Rec meeting. I saw them once, because by chance, it was up on the calendar. And I always say, hey, this isn't up on the calendar. And then they go, oh no, it's up. But you guys put it up like the day before or the day of. Or if you click on the date it's all in like a coded alien language that you can't read because your website is so old. Can we update the like website a little bit? Like, we're working on that. Aren't you working on doing the website? No.
We're
running
out of money.
Oh.
No, I'm not.
It's out of your budget.
To our knowledge, I was unaware that website's not working. Last time it was working, we go.
I had emails with Poltanis about this. Like the website's wrong. The date's not on there. Or there's nothing showing. No. And then you always tell me, write it in an email, and we'll get back to you. Yeah.
Well, if you want to.
There's no accountability, though.
And also use snail mail, in the worst case. We're set up for folks. But I don't know. But to my knowledge, our website is working. I know they pick things up. I don't know what the situation is there. We can certainly investigate.
Go to the calendar where it says events, and you'll see it's empty. It's empty. There's very rarely that there ever anything on there. Maybe the day of, there'll be something on there. Because there's really no way. I mean, I don't get the paper. I don't bother with the paper. Your Facebook page is blank most of the time. You put on something about wear a mask or something like that, but nothing about like, hey, brace yourselves, we're gonna have a motherload of a rainstorm, which would be nice to have on a Facebook page, or something that would help people, you know? How about the dates? Put all the dates. Please, can you do this? Whoever's in charge of your like Facebook stuff or whatever marketing is, please put the dates. Put Parks and Rec this day, this place. Take notes. Put down Finance Committee this day, this place. Just do that. It's so easy. Please?
We'll check into it.
Thank you.
Thank you guys. Thank you. Thank you.
I was unable to attend last week due to the fact that I was working. So I haven't had a chance to really make my point on this EIT, and I would like to. I did some numbers on the numbers that we have here, and according to the, based on the annual salary of $30,000, I personally pay $300, but most families are 2 to 3 incomes each. My husband and I both work in the borough. We, based off of $300,000 or $30,000, we pay $600 a year in EIT. Lest we not forget the LST that we have to pay, $52 a piece, so $104 a year. So that'd be $704 a year that we would have to pay in taxes, minus the 11% less in property, because you only pay one property when you own a home with two incomes. So we'd still be paying $587 more a year in a two-person household. Most families are working 2 and 3 jobs just to make ends meet. I am not for this. I am going to say that now. I do agree with having to figure out how to fix our budget, but when we are spending $300 or so a meeting to be up here as opposed to our borough hall, we are spending money on having in-person meetings, which I am not against, but if we're spending money on up here as opposed to being at the borough or elsewhere, how are we making good choices on our budget if we have to spend money to have our meeting at another place other than the borough hall? So that is my point, and that is all I have to say. Thank you.
The reason we're spending the money to be up here is because of the fact that under COVID situations in Wayne County, we thought if you saw how small our meeting was in borough, how small it is. I know everybody's sitting close together anyway, which is fascinating. But according to CDC and others, we should not be doing what you're doing. That's okay. Having said that, we had to give space so that we could not be accused of being super spreader, and that's appropriate. But what's going on in Wayne County right now, the number of cases per day is the highest it's ever been since this started. And those I can't quote, it's averaging over 25, 27 per day in Wayne County. That's the worst it's ever been. And the number of deaths that's gone up in Wayne County, I can also tell you that.
But my question is, if we have the fire halls, do we not have access to the fire halls? Are they not our property, or do we not own the fire halls?
We do not own the fire halls, no.
Wouldn't they donate the time, their space? Because I'm sure they would, not all.
Because do we not pay the taxes on the fire? We don't pay anything for the fire department.
Why are we paying the school?
But So if we're paying the school, then there's no other places to have a meeting. I mean, I see, I'm counting 25, 27 people in here. We can easily fit 27 people in the borough, and we can always add top and bottom.
Absolutely.
And if you have to wear a mask, we can wear masks.
You know, maybe a church you could go to.
I just don't agree with $300 a meeting.
When we have these meetings, we don't know how many are going to show up. We assume a larger crowd.
You don't publicize it.
But it's been publicized. This is what was said a week and a half ago. This is now a week later, and we're still being told we didn't publicize it. So I don't buy that. However, having said that,
how can you put it on the radio?
It was on the radio. I'm sorry, but it was.
Multiple times, like you normally would.
It was on. I'm not going to argue with you. All I can say is that we expected a larger crowd this evening, and as of last week. And if we did have a larger crowd, then the next complaint would be that we had such a small space, people could not come in. And now we're guilty of trying to shut people out of it. We didn't want to do that. So if there was 300 people sitting here, which would have been more appropriate, all for it.
So we're at $600 already.
We have a choice of either having meetings in a location which might be too small that night, and then what do we do, versus giving people a chance to be here. This is money I don't like spending either, but we feel it was appropriate that with the concerns that people, like you can see how passionate people are here, including yourself. Because of that, we should have the ability to have a larger group here.
I got to give you one compliment, though. You did get the snow picked up the following day. I do got to give you that one compliment. That's my only compliment I probably ever did.
That's fine, and that's by our services here.
Being recorded, just so you know.
Can I just make one good? I help you volunteer fire companies out a lot. And if I was going to spend $300 or $600, instead of giving to the school district, which we're already paying, I think I'd take Texas number four or one of the other fire companies and give them $300 and let them spend it on their equipment.
Absolutely. Who set the fee for this? It's $300.
Who sets the fee?
The school board sets the fee. And it's for anyone.
How do they assess the fee? It's a public school.
What?
Okay. Talk to the school board. Who's
the one that gave it to you? The superintendent? Or who?
It is a policy the school district has. And they can't change it. The school board can change as they wish. There are different ways.
I don't know
how that. How many questions did you ask?
And the last person was asking about the gentleman with the gray and the beard. Can you please give me your first name and last name so it can be entered into the minutes?
Dean Johnson.
Okay, thank you. It's for our records. We just want to have the comments back and forth.
But not to be disrespectful, but I would rather take on my. Knowing how much effort we put into that.
Okay, thank you very much. We can look into it. We have to look at the facilities. We have to look at the ability for people to hear us.
You can't win that.
You need several things for that to work. Thank you very much. Is there any other comments about the EIT tax?
One last thing. Are you going to have another meeting on this, or are you just going to vote and you have to accept what's already voted for? The tax.
Okay, I'll make this comment to you. We will discuss it at our next meeting. Decide what to do. We can't make a decision here this evening anyway. We have to be at our next meeting, which is on the, was it the 16th?
18th.
So October 18th. October 18th is an in-person meeting, so you can attend. It's going to be up here, so you can attend that meeting, and if you want to bring up the comments again, you certainly may. So that's only 2 weeks away. So we've had two meetings already on the EIT tax. We are now from here going into Christmas. Every meeting will be in-person as it was this evening. To get the public time to speak. So you'll have that ability.
I'll be prepared, not on the 18th. Are you making an appointment on the 18th to speak?
You can go pre-register, yes.
Absolutely, thank you.
Thank you very much. And if we can, I think, Judy, we should maybe have our county associates come back to be available.
Council President. First of all, I appreciate everybody coming today.
Could I make one suggestion? Seeing that Tom Shepstone and Jeff over here seem to be very knowledgeable about what they're doing, could you include them in your meeting, invite them, and maybe put this with your other consultant and come up with a rational solution?
I would say that's, we'll take the information under advice, we'll talk to our attorneys, and we'll find out what the law is and whether it's going to be considered.
If you got two local boys, very up on the topic.
Right, it's kind of like
the
large
law. But thank you.
For us.
Keep the business local is what I would do. They seem like more than knowledgeable guys. I don't understand. I don't understand.
You're right. There are only seven companies qualified to do this.
I don't think this stenographer can hear anybody, okay? So would you please?
Why did this stop? I should not be more than that.
So this is Councilman Jim Jennings. Sorry, I'll be slow. First of all, thank you everybody for coming out tonight. It's clear that from your feedback that the borough needs to do a better job on communication practices. It's something that we'll take into committee and get better at it. I mean, it's just as simple as that, whether it's updating the calendar, updating the website, updating your social media experiences to get you the information that you need. With that being said, and it's important to note that October 13th is the hearing on the zoning amendment. Mr. Sepchon is very familiar with that. He helped work on that. I mean, all these issues kind of work in tandem. So as Derek Williams pointed out, you know, there's opportunities to amend the zoning laws so that we could, you know, welcome more people here, that we could have a, you know, increased tax base in order to have, you know, the real estate tax really have some heft and to be as equitable as possible. So these all things kind of, they happen, you know, in as a holistic approach. I really appreciate your feedback today, and I know we all do, but also the fact that, you know, participate in as many meetings as you can. I know that it's a frustrating experience. It's going back and forth and emails and things like that with Municipal Tennis or whoever it is, myself, I get emails from, you know, we are trying our best, but we do appreciate this feedback on everything. So keep participating. You know, come to the meeting on the 13th, 6 o'clock, it's here. You know, just learn about that stuff, even though, you know, no one may know about it. The 18th is at 6 o'clock, it's here again. That's a regular borough council meeting. There's two a month. First Monday, third Monday of the month, 6 o'clock every month. Parks and Rec meeting, second Wednesday of the month, every month, Borough Hall, 6 o'clock, or maybe 5:30, I apologize if someone check it. The Planning Commission meeting, again, I don't know the date, but those are, I think it's every
first Wednesday
of the month. So we'll do a better job getting communications out for sure. I'll help in that responsibility as well. And then also, you know, from a calendar perspective, happy to answer any questions that you have, but there's a couple really important opportunities to begin the budget season, but also the zoning amendment that's coming up here. So take a look at it, give us your feedback, and help us like shape Holmesdale into, you know, a thriving, modern place, you know, that is as equitable as possible for, you know, people of all incomes, all races, and, you know, all religions and everything like that, and all opportunities. So thanks again for your participation tonight. I know that it's, you know, frustrating and things of that nature. So, you know, please feel free to send feedback. Anybody as you can, especially, you know, I'm decent at answering emails. But we're all trying to do our best, and really appreciate your feedback. So thank you.
So we did lose control. I lost control of it, and we are having issues with taking notes, so please come up.
Okay. I just wondered, with Berkheimer, is there a percentage they get off of this tax basis that you are applying for earned income, since they're the ones that oversee it?
Berkheimer is a company that has fees across the state. They're basically fixed fees. They're standard. They're basically a provide service, but they're no different than any other company would be.
No, but I'm wondering what it would cost you from the pot that comes in money-wise. Is it a certain percentage?
I don't have that number in front of me. That was something we discussed in the past, and we hired them to look into it. But tonight, every PTO, this was,
we'd love to know.
Not let us speak, but we didn't get it. But the information wasn't available to us. But it was a standard level that was accepted across the state.
It'd just be nice to know, like, what chunk they would take from that. So, it's very curious.
The amount of work that they do, you have to understand that their work, like, and I know Berkheimer.
I just want to know numbers.
I understand. I've had the numbers in the past, but some numbers are standout, some numbers are more expected.
We'd love to know at some point. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. For those who are waiting, thank you very much. And for those that came, whether we disagreed or agreed, that's fine. We thank you for coming. We want the input. Everything that you're saying tonight, we are looking at, and I think we do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for the council, I ask for a motion to adjourn. Jim Brennan has made a motion to adjourn, and Robert Chang has made a motion.